This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME in Ellsworth, Maine, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 11th, 2022. Dayton Hamvention 2022 appears to be a go. Hams and vendors hoping to attend Dayton Hamvention 2022 have been asking what, if any, COVID-19 regulations would be in place. Hamvention management says it's monitoring the situation closely. Hamvention General Chairman Rick Allnut, WS8G, issued a statement. We cannot guarantee what government may decide about unknown changes in the pandemic, he said. It's become obvious that the state of Ohio is very unlikely to call a halt to large gatherings anytime soon. Despite a recent spike in Omicron variant COVID cases and hospitalizations, there is no move to restrict large indoor or outdoor events, such as sports events, Allnut said. Allnut added that he anticipates that the official state guidance may be to recommend, not require, face masks and social distancing, but does not expect to be checking attendees' vaccination status on site. Hamvention will support state guidance. Updates on Hamvention and COVID-19 regulations related to the event will be posted on the Hamvention website, www.hamvention.org. An ARRL-sanctioned event, Hamvention, will be held May 20th through the 22nd at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. After taking a few detours over the past couple of years due to the COVID-19 pandemic, ARRL Field Day rules are being updated on a permanent basis starting this summer. ARRL conducted a field day community survey with invitations propagated far and wide and direct emails sent to more than 15,000 individuals and ARRL-affiliated clubs. After sorting through, reviewing, and discussing the survey results, the ARRL Programs and Services Committee recommended a number of rule changes for ARRL Field Day, which will take place this year over the June 25th, 26th weekend. Starting this year, the maximum PEP output for a transmitter used by anyone, at least if you're turning in a log, will be 100 watts. The power multiplier of 2 will remain in place, and the high power category will be removed from the rules. Until this year, the maximum low power limit had been 150 watts. The power multiplier will remain at 5 for QRP participants running a maximum of 5 watts or less. A couple of changes instituted initially as accommodations for the COVID-19 pandemic will remain in place. Class D home stations will continue to be able to earn points for contact with other Class D stations. The club aggregate scoring change initiated in 2020 as a temporary measure will become part of the permanent rules in the aggregate scoring plan. The scores of individual stations are combined under the score of a single club. Another change involving Rule 7.3.2, media publicity, rules to date have offered 100 bonus points for attempting to obtain publicity and demonstrating same. With the ease of posting via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and various other media websites, now you gotta get it. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in Ventura, California, Sundays at 6:30 p.m. on the 145-200 and 445-56 repeaters, courtesy of the Pleasant Valley Amateur Radio Club. Time now for the AMSAT report. Last week, we noted that the crossband repeater on the ISS had been turned on. It sure is a lot of fun, with the orbit differing from those of other satellites. Those in the U.S. Southeast will be able to work Mexico, Central America, and the northern parts of South America. Of course, the Caribbean is well within that window. Another old-time satellite that's back in sunlight is FO-29. It is a sideband satellite and works good for its age. With as many satellites as we have in orbit, there are some that are rarely used, and you may find yourself the only one on that satellite. Thus, the moral of the story is give as many satellites a try as you're capable of working. If you and someone else are the only ones on, you'll have a great pass for a long QSO. The AMSAT report comes to us each week, courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. We don't often include obituaries in ARRL audio news, but some deserve special mention. The father of the Automatic Packet Reporting System, APRS, Bob Berninga, WB4APR of Glen Burnie, Maryland, died on February 7th. An ARRL Life member, Berninga was 73. He succumbed to cancer and the effects of COVID-19. While best known for APRS, Berninga, a retired U.S. Naval Academy senior research engineer, had an abiding interest in alternative power sources such as solar power. In 2018, he authored Energy Choices for the Radio Amateur, published by ARRL. Berninga drove an all-electric car and had experimented with a variety of electric-powered vehicles since the 1980s. What became APRS had its origins in 1982. That Apple II program was ported to the IBM PC platform in 1988, and renamed APRS in 1992. The recognized North American APRS frequency is 144.39 MHz. ARRL contributing editor Ward Silver, N0AX, said Berninga kept pushing APRS beyond its origins as a position reporting system. Bob's far-reaching vision and imagination were as good as it gets, Silver said. The ARRL Worldwide Digital Contest will debut June 4th and 5th. All non-RTTY modes are permitted. Going forward, RTTY will be the sole mode for the ARRL Ready Roundup, which will continue to take place in January. In broad strokes, this will be an HF to 6-meter event. Entry categories are single operator, one radio, single operator, two radio, and multi-single. Overlays in the single operator categories will include all enclosed antennas and maximum of 8 operating hours. Operating assistance is permitted for all operating categories. The exchange for the ARRL Worldwide Digital Contest will be the station's 4-character grid square designation. Stations may work each other once per band, regardless of digital mode. Participants will earn a point for each contact, plus 1 point for each 500 kilometers, 310 miles, between stations. So a contact between stations 1,000 kilometers apart would be worth 3 points. Your total score is total contact points. This is ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 11th, 2022, heard in Denver, Colorado, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on the 145.15, 224.74, and 448.85 repeaters, courtesy of the Aurora Repeater Association. Tad Cook, K7RA in Seattle, reports 3 new sunspot groups appeared on February 3rd, 6th, and 8th. Average daily sunspot number rose slightly during the February 3 through 9 reporting week from 81.3 last week to 83.9. Average daily solar flux also increased modestly from 123.1 to 126. Space weather woman Tamitha Scove, WX6SWW, has posted a new update.
This thing we're watching, we've got about a 5% chance of X-class flares over the next couple days. It is giving us about a 15% chance of M-class flares. So if you're an amateur radio operator, and you're having noise on the bands, this is the culprit right here. Believe it or not, region 2939, which is this one here, is actually rotating now to the west limb, and we're not getting all that much from it anymore. But luckily, solar flux is still staying within, in the triple digits, and it's going to continue to be that way because we have even more regions on the sun's far side.
Space weather woman Tamitha Scove, WX6 SWW. Heil Sound has changed hands, founded by Bob Heil, K9EID, and based in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Heil Sound is a manufacturer of microphones, microphone accessories, and audio accessories for both professionals and amateurs. The new owners are Heil Sound President and CEO Ash Lovett and Director of Operations Steve Warford. Bob Heil will continue to do outreach work and amateur radio product design as founder and CEO Emeritus. Heil Sound is a name well known within the worldwide amateur radio community for its microphones and boom set microphone headset combos. The company marked its 50th anniversary in 2016, getting its start in 1966 as Ye Olde Music Shop in Heil's hometown. Heil made a name for himself working with music performers to provide sound reinforcement for their live gigs, later working with world-class acts such as Humble Pie, The Who, The Grateful Dead, and Joe Walsh, WB6ACU. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 11th, 2022. For more information on these and other amateur radio news stories, visit the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, or subscribe to the ARRL letter via your ARRL website member profile. It won't cost you a cent. Let us know if you listen to ARRL Audio News with an email to audionews@arrl.org. This past week, we heard from Kent, AC1HJ in Massachusetts, and Philip, MI0MSO in Northern Ireland. For now, I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME in Ellsworth, Maine. We'll see you next time, everybody.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.